Hello, everybody, and welcome to another special edition of Black Heart Gold Podcast. This is Adam Jacoby, and today I am joined by one of the more decorated alumni of the Iowa football team, an all Big Ten offensive lineman and a draft pick of the Denver Broncos, Seth Olson. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing all right. It's a lovely day, and I can't really complain. So, you are in the middle of camp for and preseason for the Broncos. So, tell us all about what a glamorous lifestyle you lead in the preseason. Like what's your day like today, for example?
Today we had a lift in the morning, followed by a couple hours of meetings, and then which included film and install for Detroit, who we play this weekend. We play Saturday night. Then we had lunch. And I'm talking to you, and then later on we'll have practice this afternoon, followed by dinner, followed by more meetings and film, and then curfew.
So from beginning to end, from the first lift until curfew, how many hours is that you spend on the team, with the team?
If you don't include breaks, it's probably at least 10 hours.
And is this and that's even more intensive than, say, summer camp at Iowa, right?
I would say camp at Iowa was pretty intense as well. Nice thing about here with 2 days, we're done for the day, and we don't have meetings following. We're at Iowa, we did, so this one, plus I get to drive my own car to work, which I didn't get to do at Iowa, so.
So do you have to, do they have you up in a hotel, or do you at least get to go back to your own place?
No, yeah, we all stay in a hotel right near the facility, and we stay there till we break camp, which we don't know when it will be. We assume it'll be soon, but you never know what the coach decides.
Sure. And how are you doing in camp? How are you in any fight for a starting spot, or how are you doing with that?
Camp's going pretty well. We're going into our third week of camp, and then I'm just trying to compete and get better and compete for some playing time this year.
Sure. Do you still stay in contact with a lot of the guys on the Hawkeyes this year?
I still stay in touch with a few of them, but mostly I keep in touch with what's going on at the program through my O-line coach when I was there, Coach Morgan.
Oh, sure. Yep. How would you compare the interpersonal, like the dynamic between teammates? Like, is it at all different than it was at Iowa these days?
I would say the only difference is, with work, this is like our job. We don't have school, so we spend obviously more time at the facility doing football stuff, and you know, we spend 10 hours a day here during the regular season, and so in that way you're around your teammates more often. So if anything, you might build a bigger bond, but at the same time, though, NFL is so unpredictable with, where you'll be year after year. Job security is not super high. So we're at Iowa where, you know, you're going to be around the same guys for 4 or 5 years. That's probably the one difference.
The reason that we're having this discussion, of course, is the Iowa Touchdowns for Kids program. And obviously you've been on teams that have been supportive of the Children's Hospital, above and beyond the usual, PR, events and, things that where the camera's around. What, did you spend, quite a bit of time with the, with patients at the Children's Hospital while you were at Iowa?
That was one of my favorite things that we did with the football team. We go and visit kids whenever we were requested, to go see some kids at the hospital and see other patients, and I always loved doing that. And I'd love to continue doing that here on Denver with other hospitals and with a teammate of mine, Tyler Columbus, who does that through his foundation. And Children's Hospital at Iowa holds a special place in my heart because my wife, Christy, worked in the NICU there before I moved to Denver, and we still have family and friends that work there. So.
Oh, great. And so when you would go over there, would that be, like, whose idea would that be primarily? Like yours, a teammate's, Coach Ferentz's, or whose?
Well, you probably know John Streiff, you know that name?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, he runs, he does, like, fill, like, five or six jobs over there with the athletic department. And, you know, he would always get requests in, and we would get requests through the football office, through Chickasaw Ejiofor. Mm-hmm. Player that now does some of that with the team now, and whenever, you know, if I'd get a request to go over, I would always love to go over and see those kids, because you know, you never know how much that can really brighten their day and or their month, you know, because they're going through so much over there getting treatment.
Yeah, and how often would you get a chance to go over there?
I would say probably more in the off season than during the season, but I'd say maybe two times a month.
Awesome.
Maybe more.
Awesome. Very cool. And also, let's talk about, like, are you going to be working closely with the Children's Hospital this year in terms of the Touchdowns for Kids fundraiser, or are you going to be meeting with, I suppose you won't have much time to get actually back to Iowa City or anything like that, but Are you going to try to do any sort of outreach from there?
Right, yeah. I won't be able to go back to Iowa City until the season's over, so probably not until February. But I hope Christy and I, my wife Christy and I, we plan to pledge a certain dollar amount towards the program, and we're really excited about that opportunity. We didn't really have a clue about it. Chickasaw was the one that mentioned it to me and told me about the program, and so I'm really excited about that opportunity. And if there's any other help I can provide, support I can provide to that program, I'd be more than happy to do so.
Excellent. Well, that's really awesome to hear. Well, I won't keep you for too long, but I really appreciate having you on and you know, having yet another person in support of Touchdowns for Kids, for the Children's Hospital, and you know, really doing something above and beyond.
Those kids really deserve it. They go through so much with whatever is ailing them, and they deserve whatever kind of support, people going to visit them, you know, whatever it takes. They really deserve everything that is provided to them.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Well, Seth Olson, thanks a lot for spending a little time with us, and hope you have a great camp.
Thanks very much, Joe.
Yep. Take care.